You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric Kristobe here. Excited to be joined by NLC Madison fellow Morgan Norton is here. We'll talk about all sorts of things, life in NLC and Wisconsin. They got a big event coming up I'd love to hear about, and other things I'm sure we'll get to. So let's get to it. All right, Madison. It's always interesting to talk to Madison. I'm already off in Madison. Tell me the scoop on what it's like being a fellow presently. Morgan.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Being a fellow presently is pretty fun. I'm getting to meet a lot of people around the state that I haven't had the chance to know before. So getting to hear everybody's stories and backgrounds has just been a lot of fun.
Morgan, how did you hear about NLC in the first place?
So two of my coworkers in the Wisconsin campaign world were NLC alum. And so when they were looking for new fellows, they both reached out to me. So I figured it was probably a good deal. So I applied and joined, and I'm loving it.
And do your fellows in the group, do they split along professional lines? Like, are a lot of politicos in the group, or is it a pretty weird mix of politicos and nonprofits and other types of professions? What kind of things are you seeing?
There's a majority of politicos in our class, but we do have a fair amount of grad students. We have a police officer in our class. So yeah, it's a mix between the campaign world and the state building world and all that.
Then give me the scoop on your event that's coming up.
Yeah, so we are having our graduation fundraiser in late June. And it's going to be a chance to talk about what we learned in the class and who we all are and what NLC means to us. We're also going to have a surprise guest speaker who we're all very excited about and we are revealing later, so I can't tell you. But yeah, so that's coming up and we're getting ready. We're planning. So we're really excited about that.
And do folks have to have some connection to NLC to enjoy the night, or do you feel like really anyone who's interested in progressive stuff will have a good time?
Anybody who's interested in progressive stuff or any of our lives in general would have a great time. It's going to be at the Robina Courtyard, which is a really nice location in Madison. So yeah, I think we're going to have a good crowd, and it'll be a lot of fun.
So give me the scoop, too, on life in Wisconsin. You know, we were kind of joking before we started recording about us out here in very blue California, especially very blue Los Angeles. You know, we get frustrated every election night watching how things twist and turn in Wisconsin. So like, what actually is the kind of main buzz about politics and where things are going for 2020?
So we're hoping things go blue in Wisconsin for 2020. In 2018, we just had a really great statewide election where all of our constitutional offices went blue for the first time in a long time. So we're very excited about that. I do think the struggle in Wisconsin is the gerrymandering that we have to face, though, which is still majority Republican, and that has been upheld for the last decade. So we're hoping that redistricting can happen before 2022, but it won't be in time for the 2020 election.
And then how does the gap get closed between what's happening in terms of progressive energy and, say, Madison, where you are, and Milwaukee, where the other NLC chapter is, and the more rural parts of the state, which seem to be even more entrenched in conservative beliefs and doing things that make it harder for the rest of the state to be progressive, even though there might be more and more people who want to do that? How do you close that gap?
I really think the answer is organizing. I've spent almost the last 10 years of my life organizing in the North Woods of Wisconsin, particularly the Wausau area. And that's where I was in the 2018 election. a lot of the rural parts of the state do have a lot of progressive values and people who are really willing to put in the work. I think that our current situation just doesn't give them a lot of voice in the system, but they are definitely there and they definitely have the energy that we are going to need in 2020. So don't discount any of them, even though I know it's really easy to do, especially being in Madison and Milwaukee.
Yeah, sounds good. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about life in Wisconsin, a little bit more about organizing as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Zag. We'll be right back. So Morgan, how did you end up in the state?
So I was born and raised in Wisconsin.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I was born in Sturgeon Bay, which is the little peninsula, the thumb of the state. And then I lived in Green Bay for a lot of my childhood. And then I moved to Merrill, which is a podunk little town up north of Wausau, in the center of the state. And I lived there for most of my life. And then I just recently moved down to Madison for political job opportunities and to be closer to some of my friends.
Yeah. And then what's the scene like in Madison? Does it have a ton of political energy being the capital, or is there other kind of industries that dominate a lot of the life there? How does it actually work there?
So it's a mix. I really think Madison is more of a college town than anything. The capital being there means that there is constantly something going on, especially on the political side of things. And the college really keeps that energy going. We have a great College Dems presence. And I think other industry-wise, the suburbs have a really big tech company that keeps things going and brings new people to the area. But yeah, I really think it's the capital and the college that keep the city running, basically.
Yeah. And then did you end up doing NLC beyond the recs from your friends, but were you seeing this as an opportunity to like rethink career, or you wanted to make some changes in other things you were doing? What was kind of the ultimate 6 month or 12 month plan after NLC is over that you wanted to see the kind of bump happen?
Yeah. So I think for me, NLC was really a way to hone some of my skills, but also to network and really see what other people in the state were doing. And that's kind of great with a lot of us being politicos. I can really pick other people's brains and learn a lot from their experiences so that I can learn and do more in the future with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, sounds great. And then if you had to explain NLC to somebody, if you were trying to convince them to do it next year, which is actually good timing, the applications opened today for the 2020 Institute, what kind of things do you feel like you would hit on, or what talking points would you use to really convince someone that it's a meaningful experience?
Yeah, this is great timing with that happening today. Yeah, I think some of the great things about NLC is it really trains you beyond just like your niche. So it's more than just a political training program, right? It's talking about different leadership skills and communication skills that anybody can really use to grow and develop as their person. But it's also an awesome community where you can really talk about your interests and like your lifelong goals that some of your classmates and your fellows might also be interested in or have a lot more knowledge than you in. And I think that is just amazing to have and really just like priceless, that relationship.
Yeah, love it. Last thing, give one more plug for the event on June 20th.
Yeah, so we are going to be at the Robina Courtyard on June 20th from 5:30 to 7:30. We're going to have speakers from our class, food catered in from all over the city, and a special guest speaker that anybody local to Madison would be very, very excited about. So if you are interested, we have a Facebook page for it, or reach out to the Madison NLC class because we can hook you up.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the info for the session, and definitely get tickets because you never know. Special guest, maybe Beyonce, Barack. You never know who will show up in Madison. But listen, thanks for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can catch all past episodes at the usual places. You get your podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. They're all there. Over 125 episodes or so of interesting conversations with other amazing progressives locally and nationally. So check all those out. And until next time, we'll catch you soon.